This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Yancey County Manager Nathan Bennett. Nathan is with us to talk about a series of drills, a series of emergency management drills that are going on this week in Burnsville and Yancey County, and we welcome him to our program.
Yancey County Emergency Management received a grant in the amount of $48,200 from the North Carolina Division of Emergency Management. This is money that has been funneled through the Department of Homeland Security to the state for conducting training exercises throughout the state of North Carolina. These funds will be used here in Yancey County to conduct a series of training exercises, primarily at a building located just past Mountain Heritage High School, formerly known as TRC Computing, and some other businesses were in there. This property was obtained by the North Carolina Department of Transportation back some few months ago as part of the right-of-way acquisition for US 19E and the expansion through there. The county began discussions with DOT and the Division of Emergency Management back last fall to see if we could possibly use that building as a training environment for all of our emergency services.
This will not really affect the public, though, in terms of roadway access?
It should not. I believe one of the main concerns from our point of view is that folks will see lights and hear sirens and see a lot of activity there and believe that it may be a live event, an actual thing, but we want everyone to be aware that this is a training exercise. Friday and Saturday will really be when folks will see a lot of activity there. Friday evening, the Yancey County Rescue Squad, the South Tow Fire and Rescue, and many others, I don't want to leave anyone out, but those will be the lead on this. Friday night, those two organizations will conduct rescue exercises in a simulated school bus accident. Mm-hmm. So you will see a school bus there. We'll see vehicles there that are placed in such a way to simulate an accident, to allow all these personnel to hone their skills, to use new equipment, and those sorts of things. That'll be Friday evening, so do be aware that you will see a school bus, but there are no live victims in this thing. It'll all be a simulation. It is a drill. Saturday will be a controlled burn of that building there.
That entire strip of building.
Entire building complex will be burned by the fire services of Yancey County, and will be supported there by Mitchell County Fire Services. I know that Spruce Pine and Parkway Fire Departments will be there. Basically, this is a real opportunity to get all these agencies working together and to know one another, so if it ever is needed in a real event, that they will know what to do and they will know each other. The event Saturday, as I said, is going to be a burn. There will be smoke, there will be fire, there will be ash, there will probably be odors and such in that immediate area around Mountain Heritage High School, the residential area there just adjacent to the building. There will be all 8 fire departments from Yancey County will be involved there. There will be lights, sirens, the shuttling of water from the water point at the Cane River. So there will be vehicles on the road back and forth between the building. That will be a controlled event. Well, we control the entire time, but it'll be a training event with firemen and rescuers doing exercises into the building. They will begin to set up for the drill early in the morning and then somewhere around midday. Sometime after, in the very early afternoon, is when the burning process will occur. We anticipate that that will run in well into the evening hours because they will do training and drills throughout the afternoon. In a smoldering kind of smoky environment, but in the afternoon, say around 5 or 6 o'clock, they will set completely on fire to let it burn.
And there will be, as I understand it, there will be door-to-door notification before the day of the burn to all of the residents in that area. So if there are people with respiratory problems, they will be able to take action and then know what's going to happen.
That's absolutely correct. Beginning, I believe, here on Wednesday, emergency management personnel, fire personnel will begin going door to door, notifying residents of that there will be a controlled burn there on Saturday. Residents living in or near this area will be notified by phone through the county's WARN system, it's called. Mm-hmm. It'll be an automated phone calling system, so the residents in the immediate area will get a phone notification. It's been in the newspaper, and of course here on the radio today, and then the door-to-door. Any residents with respiratory problems may need to leave the residence during that time. If smoke hinders your health, we don't want to cause any problems there, but just let that be in the person's discretion. We don't expect it to be very heavy. It'll be very controlled. We want residents to be aware of that piece of it, as well as the increased traffic in the area. Well, we think it's incredibly important here to have these kind of training scenarios. We want to plan and prepare and have all the training that we can for our personnel here in Yancey County. Mayland Community College will be providing instructors. There will be a complete evaluation of this training exercise.
Our thanks to Nathan Bennett, Yancey County Manager, for joining us today. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.